we got to break down the three components that constitute power and what black people should do once they acquire these three components. So let's get straight into this. Pay attention. You're going to learn something here that you probably all have never thought of before, or maybe no one's ever explained it to you this way. So we're going to start from least to greatest. Least to greatest. When I start at the first one, you're going to be like, why is he saying this one is the least important? Stay with me. Put your listening ears on. It's all going to make sense. So starting from least to greatest, economics and money. Okay, if you're living here today, we all know that you have to have money and economic stability to do anything and acquire the things that it takes for you to live a pretty much secure and sustainable life. Now, there's a couple of ways to do that. We all know you go work on somebody's job, and hopefully if you're doing that, you're putting yourself in a position to create your own job or business, or make investments that put you in more control than being at the mercy of being hired or fired on somebody's job. Now, once you do graduate to that level of being a business owner, I know everybody isn't going to be a business owner, so that's not what I'm saying. This game is for those who do aspire to do that or get themselves into positions where they can invest in things and get residual income. Now, if you get to that point, you need to link up with other like minds that think like you do and start practicing group economics in your area. Specifically, focus on black first needs. That's how a black community starts to thrive and survive and prosper beyond what other groups do. See, never mind about who likes you. Just make sure they don't have the ability to harm you. And the main way to do that is to have a strong economic foundation. And we really can't do that unless we practice black first group economics. Every other group that we're competing with here does that. But see, we're too busy doing the opposite, working against each other. And our competition loves that. They make money off of it, factor business. The more that they keep us divided and separated against each other and making us think that we're better than each other, hey, that's money going into people's pockets. We see it all over the media, entertainment, even in the business arena. If you can keep black folks divided up against each other, one, you remove your competition, and two, you can make profit off of it. Okay, we see it on all types of dysfunctional TV shows, etc., etc. Now, why am I saying that money is the least of these that are important? Okay, let me make sure I explain this clearly. It is important to have it. It is a tool necessary for you to get the things that you need to survive and live. However, it comes and goes. Even if you're a business owner, it comes and goes. There are two more components of power that are far more important than money, because it will allow you to reclaim the money that you lose. Okay, let's get into the second one. Respect. Let me break down the difference, or rather go into detail about that saying, it's better to be feared than respected. If someone fears you, okay, that means the only reason that they will comply with you is out of that fear. If someone respects you, they will cooperate with you without having to be afraid of you. In fact, when you are respected, you have people's trust. When you are feared, you do not have people's trust. So this is the difference between being feared and respected. When people fear you and they don't trust you, as soon as you lose whatever it is that you had over them that had them fearing you, they're going to move in to slit your throat, so to speak. If you're respected, people will actually protect you. And I'm going to give you an example of that. Everybody remembers the terrorist, Osama bin Laden. When the United States was looking for him, he was in Pakistan, Islamabad, so to speak. Now, they knew he was there all the time. The United States put out millions and millions of dollars in reward money for anybody that would give him up. Why do you think nobody was quick to take that reward money? They knew about it. Sure, they could use the money, But see, this is where integrity comes in. Osama bin Laden, no matter what we think of him, he helped people in that region, so he had their respect. Therefore, they weren't going to give him up. The only way they caught him, one of his couriers slipped up, and he used a satellite phone, and the rest is history, we know from there. So the point that I'm making is, when you have people's respect, it is a form of currency, okay? Respect gets you indoors that money alone cannot. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me say that to you again, black family. Respect is a form of currency that gets you into doors that money alone cannot. That's why I'm going to tell you something my father and grandfathers told me. There isn't one dime on this planet worth your reputation as a black person. Do you understand me? You need to make sure that you're a person of integrity. That is a form of currency. Respect and integrity. Okay, now let's get into this last one here. This is the one that I am held on all of my friends, whether you know me online, offline, anybody I date, anybody I'm cool with, I am held on this one. This is the most important currency and component of power there is. Information. Information. He or she who controls the information controls all. Do you know why I say it's the most important one? It takes information to acquire, maintain, and keep all those others that I mentioned, the other two that I mentioned. See, you can lose money and respect, but with the right information, you can regain and maintain both of those. Now, when you have information, whole wars have been started and finished off of the right information. All you have to do is do your research and history on that. Okay? Now, as far as like maintaining power, if you have all three of these things functioning in balance, that's how you move through the world with power. Do you understand me? That's why I'm always telling black people, stay learning. Even from people that you do not like or agree with. See, that's what hinders a lot of us from maintaining all three of these. We only try to acquire them, some of us, because I've known better for the greater majority of my life. We only try to acquire these things from people that we like. No, you don't have to like everybody to learn something from them. Do you understand what I'm telling you? You don't get anything else from this podcast, you better listen to this one and take it to heart and meditate on it. You don't have to like people in order to learn something useful from them that's a benefit to you and black society. I'm going to give you an example of that. I studied my history diligently, thoroughly. One of the things in my wheelhouse besides technology is having a functioning command of our history as black people across the world, not just here in America. But I also studied the history of white supremacy, Mein Kampf, all those things. You know, whether it's white supremacists like Richard Spencer, whoever, you need to know what these people think as much as they're willing to share publicly. Okay? Because that puts you in a position when you understand how your enemy thinks, then you know how to properly shield and protect yourself from them and be in a better position to deal with them, okay? You see, it's not about why somebody does something. There's a million reasons why someone can do something. You need to worry about black person, man or woman or child that's listening to this. You need to worry about the how. When you understand how something happens, you can develop a preventative strategy. Do you understand what I'm telling you, family? Let's recap. Let's go over these components of power again. Money, economics, so to speak, respect and information. Now, let's talk about what you do when you acquire a significant amount of these things, which constitute having real power in the world. First things first. We all know they function differently for black and white people. The dominant society, when they have all three of these things, which most of the time they do, they can pretty much get away with whatever they want. For black people, when we have these things, Here's what you do. We have a lot of black people that think if they acquire these things as individuals, that they can function. And people like Bill Cosby have found out the hard way that that does not work. When you find all three yourself in a position of all three of these components that I've spoken on, you immediately start grooming the generation under you to get up to where you're at. Okay? You start training them, teaching them the things that you learn to have an understanding and an acquisition of those three components. Then you link with other like minds around you so that you form a group of people that have that. Now you're a force to be reckoned with in black society. Do you understand me on that? So this podcast here, I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but you know, I've had a lot of things that I'm trying to get on the table for you all here on this podcast, because this is where I'm going to be speaking and addressing a lot of things that PewTube doesn't need to see or hear. You know, it's too many of the wrong eyes and ears over there. The mayonnaise always find their way into our party, so to speak. But anything that I'm addressing, I'm doing it for the benefit of black society. I'm not an all-inclusive guy. All lives don't matter to me. I don't give a fuck about that. Black lives matter to me. Okay? That's who I'm concerned about. My allegiance is to black people and making sure that you all stay gamed up with information and knowledge that you might not have ordinarily been exposed to. Okay? Black people need to be the smartest people in the room in any given situation you're in, or damn near close to it. And if you recognize that you're not, be learning from the person in the room that is. So that being said, black family, this one is going to be a little bit shorter, but I hope that you all get the sense of what was said in it. Replay it, share it, meditate on it, think about it. And remember, no matter what you do, no matter where you are, who you are, always understand that our greatest strength is as an empowered black unit with proper knowledge and understanding of the things that are going on, not only in our local environments, but around the world. Take care and be safe, black family.